Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Time for the wisdom moment. The wisdom moment today is from Proverbs 26:27. Proverbs 26:27. It reads, "If a man digs a pit, he will fall into it. If a man rolls a stone, it will roll back on him." I'll say that again. Proverbs 26:27. If a man digs a pit, he will fall into it. Mm-hmm. If a man rolls a stone, it will roll back on him. This is so important because we don't want to get caught up in thinking that we are the one that has to bring justice. That somebody begins to set a trap up for us that, oh my goodness, you know, I got to be all worried because they're setting traps. Listen, the devil's constantly setting traps up. Mm-hmm. He's constantly using people to be able to bring us in a trap. We can't set ourselves up either to avenge ourselves or to right a wrong in the context of that. We got to let God, who we entrust our justice to that will judge the stuff justly. Remember, 1 Peter 2:23 says, when they hurl insults, when they hurled their insults at Jesus, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. Listen, understand this proverb we're finding out. If you just hold on and realize that all this, these things that men do to try to entrap other men, eventually they will be in that trap. Listen, every mm-hmm. controller eventually becomes controlled. Every mm-hmm. enslaver eventually becomes enslaved. Realize that everyone, as he tells us, that if a man digs a pit, the one who's digging the pit will fall into the pit. It's totally amazing how it works. If you relax and you let God's justice work and realize also God's given them time to repent, and if they do repent, then they're not going to fall into that situation. Romans 12:20 tells us, you know, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing so, you are heaping burning coals on his head. What does it mean when somebody's rolling a stone? Rolling a stone meant this. It was a boundary line. It's imagine this. It's a contract. Somebody's messing with the contract. Somebody's messing with your deed. Something that's been laid out in stone, you know, and somebody's changing something in there to, you know, some sort of clause or they're pushing your boundary lines. Or they're changing what was right to something wrong. That's what that means by rolling a stone. They mm-hmm. realize eventually it's just going to roll back on them. Mm-hmm. You know, it may not happen. It may not happen where you see it, but realize that and you don't want it to. You want to be merciful, and be kind and be polite in the context of that, realizing that all have sinned and all fallen short of the glory of God. Mm-hmm. Like Moses, he began to pray for the ones that was persecuting him, and God, you know, healed them and saved them. So here we are, you know, at this point where we're seeing a lot of our stones being rolled over. We're seeing a lot mm-hmm. of our stones being rolled over in America. Some of our constitutional stones are being rolled over. Some of our laws are being rolled over. Some of our constitutional offices are being rolled over. Marriage is being rolled over. Fathers are being rolled over. Families being rolled over. But realize if we hold in there and realize that at some point it's going to roll back on them. Mm-hmm. At some point, you know, God's going to balance the scales. Listen, if they're digging a pit, they're going to fall into it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Trust God. Today's wisdom moment is Proverbs 26:27. If a man digs a pit, he will fall into it. If a man rolls a stone, it will be rolled back on him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.